from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we continue to get you ready for week one, we did find out this week, Jacoby Brissett, yes, that Jacoby Brissett, will start week one for New England against Cincinnati. But for Cincinnati, well, we know that this Joe Burrow guy is going to be there, but will Ja'Marr Chase? And what's the status of Joe's health? To talk about all that and more, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on Bengals Talk SI, host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. Good old buddy James Rapine joins us now. What's up, bud?
Nick, what's going on?
Don't you like how I bring you on in a lot less hostile manner than Ken does?
That's right. Yeah, I'll take it for sure. I also don't want to give Ken any ammo, so I'm just going to leave it there.
That is fair. That is fair. We do trade information, but what's the latest on Joe Burrow's health coming off the wrist injury?
He's looked pretty darn solid, and I think the reason I phrase it that way is because I've seen him make every throw. I haven't seen him get hit. And while you don't want your quarterback to get hit, you're talking about a serious ligament in that wrist, a 6-month recovery time, all of the things that went into getting his wrist back to normal, and he's still got to keep it loose. So you're going to see him moving it and rotating it. Don't be alarmed when that happens week one. That's just part of it. At the same time, we haven't seen him get hit. And so how he responds there, I'm curious to see. And I'm not sure he knows yet. So that's the big box that he needs to check. But from a throw standpoint, we've seen him throw it deep. We've seen him throw it short across the number. All of the throws that you're looking for Joe to make, he's made in camp. Now he's just got to go out there and do it in the game.
I know I've asked you this question before, and I know you've been asked it by others on the station. But it feels like, and I hate this phraseology because it implies something, but it feels like Joe has had a fair amount of injuries, and we don't talk about his health the way we do maybe Lamar Jackson, who's also had a fair amount of significant injuries. Any working theory why that might be?
Well, a couple of things. One, I think especially early in Joe's career, it was pretty obvious why. The offensive line was awful his first couple of years. And I mean, awful. And so you had a rookie who wanted to make plays, who held on to the ball as long as he could and was willing to take the hits because he's stubborn, and did that for the betterment of the team. And oh, by the way, especially when he was a rookie, they were throwing it a ton. I remember the 61 attempt game 4-5 days into his career in Cleveland on Thursday Night Football. He had no business throwing it 61 times. And yet he did it and kept the Bengals in that game. It was the only reason that game was close. So I think it's a mixture of the personnel just wasn't there early in Joe's career. He somehow got them, along with Ja'Marr Chase, to a Super Bowl with guys like Isaiah Prince, Trey Hopkins, Quentin Spain, all started their last game in Super Bowl 56. That was their last professional game. So, period, and not even preseason. So when you look at it that way, I think it's that, but I also think that now we are in year five. We are talking about a second major injury. And so I wouldn't label him injury prone, and people do, but I do think he does need to show he can stay healthy this year. Oh, by the way, the offensive line should be the best it's been in the Joe Burrow era. So I think that's a reasonable expectation.
I've heard that line before. Why no deal yet for Ja'Marr Chase?
$145-150 million question, right? I think it's a couple of things. One, I think from a guaranteed money standpoint, it's always a I don't want to say a struggle, but the Bengals don't like giving guaranteed money past that first year. And that's why they gave a huge signing bonus to Orlando Brown Jr. last year in free agency. They've done similar things with Trey Hendrickson and other big free agents that they've added. But Joe Burrow was the exception. And I think what we're seeing with Jamar and him sitting out right now, we haven't talked to him, so this is me speculating to a degree, but just understanding who he is, I think he says, I'm not Jesse Bates, I'm not T. Higgins, I'm not Trey Hendrickson, I'm Jamar Chase, I'm in that Joe Burrow category. And so going into my fourth season, I deserve an extension just like Joe received. And it took them all the way till the Thursday before the opener last year. Joe signs the deal on the Saturday before flying to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. I mean, it took every second to get Joe Burrow's deal done. So it wouldn't shock me at all if it goes down to the wire again. But hopefully they can get something done, because obviously Jamar Chase is a game changer.
What chance do you think there is that Jamar actually won't be there week one?
I think there is a chance. And that's what the vibe I've gotten. And then he shows up for practice that isn't open to the media, and he participates. And then he participates in the second session. And these are really late practices that weren't open to the media. And then Zach Taylor says, oh, I expect him week one. And then he's like, I'm going to remind you guys that I deserve the Joe treatment here. We need to get this done before week one. I want to be ready for the Patriots, but I also want the deal to get done. And I think that's what the reminder was the past couple of days. Does it move the meter? I don't know. Is he willing to go as far as sit out regular season games, games that matter? That's his leverage. That's the only leverage he actually has. And so that's the balance here is, can he do that? Is he willing to do that? Up to this point, his teammates have supported him every step of the way. I think once you start talking about regular season games, it gets really dicey. And if Jamar isn't out there when Joe talks on Wednesday, so if he doesn't show up for practice on Wednesday and participate, well, then we're going to be asking Joe Burrow after practice about it. And I think that's when it starts to become a real distraction.
James Rapine of the Locked On Bengals and Bengals Talk SI on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you've got this with Jamar, T. Higgins, we know that contract kerfuffle, Trey Hendrickson wants a new deal. At what point does this amount to on-the-field implications for the Bengals with all these potential distractions heading into the season?
I think the only one that could be a potential distraction is Jamar. As far as T goes, it's pretty much par for the course. He knows the situation. He's known it for months, and I think he's come to terms with it and is at peace with it. Had the best training camp I've seen him have. Looks poised. If you're drafting in fantasy leagues this year, Nick, you got some drafts this weekend, I would be interested in T. Higgins. He's probably a good buy because he looks really darn good. So I don't think that there's a distraction there. Trey Hendrickson, it's weird because he agreed to a one-year contract extension last offseason. So of all the guys that are complaining contract-wise, that one was just unique and I think an outlier because they just extended him for an extra year last. It was late July as camp was starting. So I think he'll be fine. I think he kind of knows the situation. Could that come up again next offseason? Maybe. But I think this year he's got to be dialed in and perform at a high level, much like T. Higgins, if he wants a new deal.
James, we had this conversation about the Browns year over year and whether on paper they're better right now than they were a year ago. I believe we've had it for five straight years, but for you, compare this roster right now to the 2021 roster. Is it better? Is it as good? Is it worse? I almost said worser. That's why I paused.
It's better in some areas. I think it's worse in some areas. And so I'll obviously elaborate. The offensive line, it's obviously better. I mean, Orlando Brown Jr. is much better than what they had. Their interior offensive line is much better than what they had. And part of that is because of what they had or didn't have in 2021. So from that element and standpoint, I think it's better. Joe Mixon was still Joe Mixon in 21. And so running back-wise, I think you're probably taking a slight step back. Also from a fit standpoint, I think you're curious to see, and I'm curious to see how this running back room looks. Wide receiver-wise, I think they're deeper, certainly. Now, Tyler Boyd more established, but you lose Tyler Boyd, and I really think you're going to be six deep most of the year. of guys that you can put out there on offense and feel confident in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're certainly five deep right now, and I think rookie Jermaine Burton will catch on and start contributing at some point this year. So offensively, Joe's experience, all of those things, I think they should be better. Defensively, they're probably worse. And Trey Hendrickson's a bit older. Miles Murphy's banged up. You don't have DJ Reader in the middle of your defense. You still have the same linebackers, and that's certainly a good thing. And then you have Geno Stone instead of Jesse Bates, and I think Geno Stone's going to be a darn good player. I don't expect him to be 2021 Jesse Bates, especially what Bates did in the playoffs. So I think the defense, not as good. The offense should certainly be better, and that's the balance now, is you're going to be banking on T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and then obviously Joe Burrow to carry even more of the load than they did when you made it the back-to-back AFC championship games.
Biggest threat in this division, and which team are you least concerned about in this division?
I think the biggest threat is still the Ravens. They've lost pieces, but they have such a dynamic quarterback. Obviously, they're getting Mark Andrews back. That defense always seems to reload, even though they lost probably the best defensive coordinator in the league. And so I would say the Ravens, team I'm least worried about, it's probably Pittsburgh, but it's tough because I think the Browns have a much more complete roster, but there's a big question mark at quarterback. The Steelers, they have such a great culture, but I saw Stefanski, and we don't talk about the culture. I saw Stefanski win last year with Joe Flacco. So question marks at quarterback for both teams, but I would give the Browns the edge over the Steelers, even though, you know, Pittsburgh and that pedigree and everything that we could say about Mike Tomlin.
8 weeks from now, if the Browns are remarkably better than the Steelers, I will remind you of this. If the Steelers are better, you're never going to hear from me again.
Whoa, I just said, I just put the Browns ahead of the Steelers.
Well, yeah, but you kind of did it, like, it was a little conditionally. Like, yeah, they're probably the Steelers.
They have
the
a
team
better of, roster.
Probably. You gave me a probably. Don't act like you just pounded the table like Skip Bayless saying he was the first man on the moon. Like, come on now.
Well, no. I mean, if every team is who they should be, the Browns and Steelers are third and fourth in the division.
So you see, I don't like that. I still don't like that. No.
Does that clear it up?
No, I mean, you I wanted to say Super Bowl Super Browns out of you.
Yeah.
Would the Reds and Guardians be serious rivals if they were in the same division?
Maybe if the Reds were competitive, you know. I mean, what are we doing? It's baseball here is kind of like it is up there, man. If you're not competitive, it just kind of gets lost in the shuffle. And they have Ellie and really that's it. So we'll see what they do this offseason.
A year ago when Ellie De La Cruz came up, it was the face of baseball. The Reds are on fire. And a year later, it's, I don't know. I got to say, we got to do better, Cincinnati. That's all I'm going to say. Just go back to your people down there and tell them. I'm expecting a little bit better out of that.
Well, they got to build, right? You know, you got to push. Like when you have someone like Ellie in this market, and I get it. Like it was just a little over half of a year last year, but you got to be willing to push some chips in. And like their signings, like they went out and spent some money, but their signings were just kind of like, all right, here's Jamer Candelario, here's Frankie Montas. Like that's not putting your chips in big time. It's like, we're going to try to win. And that trying to win and really pushing to win are two different things.
James, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you, and I can't wait till the Browns beat the Bengals here in Carry the Two, October 22nd, because you know they can't beat us.
Wow.
It's just the way it goes.
I mean, they have. They have.
How many times, though?
So it's enough. It's going to be funny if the Bengals are 15-2, and the two losses are to the Browns, and they get the one seed, and you can still hold on to that. So that would be fun. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
They're not going to win 15 games. James, we appreciate you, buddy.
Neither of those things are coming true.
I should have specified it. I got to it first. James Rapine there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bengals Talk SI and host of Locked On Bengals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.